Anybody know what that is? Yeah, here. You're kind of young to be a Marine. Yeah, Semper Fi, the Marine Corps motto. Semper Fidelis, Latin for always faithful. And there's a word that the Marines use to respond when they hear Semper Fi, and it's, does anybody know? I had some Marines out there, right? Oorah. Something like that? I never could say that word. 26 years of hanging around the Navy, and I couldn't say it. But you know what? I was not in uniform. I was not one of the few, the proud, the faithful. But for all those veterans, for many of the services, we owe you a debt of thanks for your faithfulness. Thank you. Oorah. All right. Does anyone know what that is? A painting of the gospel story of the widow's mite. We often think of widows as older, but here she's young and she's got a baby on her arm. And it may be a sad irony that on Veterans Day, our lessons so heavily feature widows. And it may be a reminder that after Iraq and Afghanistan, we have whole new generations of widows and widowers. Thanks, Chris. There's a rather pithy expression that the military uses to describe situations that are all messed up, screwed up beyond all recognition. We're not going to use that, but let's just say, it was bad in Zarephath. Times were bad. There is famine, and Elijah is sent by God with a promise that a widow there will feed him, and so he goes. And he sees the widow, and he asks for food, and she looks at him and says, I can't. I can't. Half pleading and maybe half swearing, she invokes the name of God, not her God, his God, not even her God, and says, by your God, as your God lives, can't you see I'm dying here? She has nothing. A small handful left of grain in a jar. And Elijah says, do not be afraid. What you have is enough. Go and bake the bread and bring it to me. Words of comfort, but definitely words of challenge. And this poor widow, in the face of starvation and fear, digs down deep into her meager reserves of what? What? Hope? Desperation? Trust in a God she scarcely knows? She digs down deep and she finds resources she did not even think she had. And she bakes that bread, by God. She bakes that bread and she feeds herself and her son and this foreign stranger, this immigrant spokesman of a faithful God. Was hers an act of faithfulness or foolishness? Times were bad when the Gospel of Mark was written. It's about 70 AD, and the first generations of followers, those who knew Jesus, were dying, Peter and Paul. The temple has been destroyed in the Jewish and Roman war. The world is changing. It will never be the same. And to make things even worse, there is a crazy man in power, a madman in the palace, the Emperor Nero, who feeds Christians to lions and lights them on fire like torches. Is to this little band of believers that the Gospel of Mark was probably written. And in the face of persecution and uncertainty and terror, Mark writes urgently about Jesus, focusing on the cross, on Jesus' death and resurrection as a new covenant with God, a new relationship with a faithful God. But he also points to the cross as a symbol of self-denial and sacrifice that Christians are called to. Words of comfort, but words of challenge for a people who claiming to be Christian is like putting a target on their back. And if you do that, is that an act of faithfulness or foolishness. Into this hot mess of history comes a little story of a widow and her two coins, a widow's mite. Those little coins are called a mite. And you know, it's not even a story, really. It's just an illustration. This widow doesn't speak like our first one. We don't know how she feels about that offering. Maybe it's even a temple tax. Is it given freely, or is it nearly coerced by a social system of her day that is unjust? We don't know. We don't know what she says. We don't know how she feels. We only know what she does. And that Jesus sees it. He sees it, and he sees the cost of it to her. And he values her gift above all others because she has given all she has. The last full measure. And the word that Mark uses here is a Greek word, bios. It's only used in Mark, not other places of this story. And we know that today as bios. We say that same word, bios, and it means about the same. It is life. It's about life. She has offered her whole life. Was that an act of faithfulness or foolishness? Some say this story really isn't about that widow at all. That the story illustrates and anticipates a yet more costly gift. Jesus laying down his own life, and not just for his followers, not just for the righteous, not just for the steadfast, but for all people. Because that's what we say. That's what we say up here in a few minutes. This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. And for some, that act of faithfulness, God's faithfulness, even unto death, is the greatest foolishness of all. And it is foolish to do, and it is foolish to believe. And yet, that is the constancy, that is the steadfastness and the sacrificial love that Mark is so urgent, so intent on these believers in that hot mess of a time, hearing and holding on to, because soft platitudes of "they're there, it's all right" are not going to work. They will not be enough for the challenges of these times. And so he tells us about the widow and her mite. And he points to the cross. And he probably remembered the words of one of those forefathers of the church in his own letter to the Romans, written earlier, Paul's words. Words of challenge, but also words of comfort. We boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, or maybe a good cause, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. There is a word that the believers respond with when they hear the gospel truth. And that word is amen. May it be so. Will you say that word with me? Amen. Amen. May it be so.